Hello, everyone. You're listening to Random Sage with Marianne from Revealing Light. Thank you for joining me. I had intended to record yesterday, but unfortunately, I'm down with a bit of a head cold. Please do not worry about me. This is a simple head cold. Thank you all for your thoughts, your kindness, your support of the podcast and my other endeavors across social media. My readings, both my astrology and my tarot readings. Thank you for your kindness. I want to talk about the upcoming Uranus and Jupiter conjunction today in a reasonably positive way, because although this can bring change, an expansive change, it can also bring breakthroughs. And I've been working with this particular conjunction. They're exactly conjunct on the 20th of April at 21 degrees. And they have been within range of each other for quite some time, depending on which house they're sitting in the zodiac, in your, according to your star sign. You will have felt this, the blending of these energies quite differently. They've been sitting in my sixth house, which among other things relates to health and day-to-day routines and work. And it's been an interesting conjunction for me because I've had massive breaks. I've had massive issues with my health lately, but I've also had massive breakthroughs. And this is what I love about astrology. This is why I want to talk about it more with my viewers and to get them to understand that the sky, the stars, can be a way in which we navigate. It can inform us. It can enlighten us and help us understand what is exactly going on. So the Uranus-Jupiter energy conjunction can't be seen in isolation from the eclipse of the 8th of April. That energy is still permeating through. That was a very, very powerful solar eclipse. There was a lot of drama and doom and gloom and clickbait energy around that eclipse. However, I feel that some of the things that certainly that we were picking up, those of us who aren't into fear-mongering, some of those things we're picking up one way or another is unfolding at the moment. The eclipse energy brought forward a Saturn-Mars conjunction at the same time as Chiron-Sun-Moon conjunction. And so there was a lot of opportunity there for healing. I also said expect a lot of water events. There were floodings in various countries there. Interestingly enough, and tragically too, and for the Russian people, huge, huge flooding event in Russia at this time, still unfolding. Dam walls burst, mudslides, houses with water through, halfway up the house, people literally living on their roofs, the Russian authorities having to blow up dams to avert further catastrophe. It is a massive flooding event in Russia. I talked also about the Zaporizhia hydroelectric dam that was hit a few days ago for the third time by a drone. Luckily, it just hit an outbuilding. We have rising tensions in the Middle East and a warning indeed from the FBI and current president in the US, Joe Biden, to be on the alert in case Iran, they had it on intelligence that Iran was planning a retaliation for the bombing of its embassy complex by Israel. So we have also Russia stepping up its attacks on Ukraine. Many in Ukraine are without power. And Ukraine is running out of weapons, ammunition, and, maybe having to pull back from its front line. And meanwhile, a huge weapon and aid package is being stalled in the Congress by the MAGA Republicans. And we'll take a look at how this upcoming Uranus-Jupiter eclipse might play out in the US Congress at this time. However, let's have a look at how this upcoming Uranus-Jupiter conjunction might impact on us. So 20th of April, 19th, 20th, 21st, wherever you are in the world, Uranus-Jupiter exact at 21 degrees. I want to talk a little bit positively about this conjunction. Uranus is associated with Aquarius, and it is air energy. It is this light, and this is how I've experienced this conjunction thus far. It is this lightning, almost like a lightning bolt of awareness, of inquiry, of opening up knowledge or ideas in a way that has a flash of brilliance. And of course, Uranus is lightning change. Air, lightning, huge kind of change we can't predict, but it carries with it an energy of pushing through, of waking up, and of course these huge, huge breakthroughs. Jupiter, I'm a Sagittarius, Jupiter is my ruler. Jupiter actually is expansive, it's the great benefic. And so it bestows benefits, not misfortune, and gifts and luck. It's, as I said, it's the great benefic along with Venus. So this is all playing out in Taurus. The Uranus-Jupiter conjunction on the 20th of April is playing out in Taurus. Taurus is a fixed sign, and they can be very determined and very stubborn. It's about something in your life, whether it's a very fixed situation, whether it's what you would consider to be an impossible situation, something that you can't overcome. It is about breaking through that. So what is trying, this is the question to ask yourself around this time of conjunction, now, right now, because you're feeling the energies and have felt the energies for some time. What is trying to break through in your life? What is the change that you need? What is that problem that you need, almost like Uranus, Jupiter, bringing this divine breakthrough? There is one thing that is certain in life, and that is change. Life is about change. But it's also about adapting as well and addressing where you need to address the imperative, the critical in your life. You can't ignore it. And it's also about finding the answers to the lessons that are being presented to you. Uranus, of course, is associated with the sun sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is another fixed energy. Jupiter is associated with Sagittarius and Pisces as well. Mutability, flowing change. So this is hard change for us, but it brings, and that's why you're seeing so many of these dramatic type events coming almost like to a crescendo, which is where a lot of the fear is. We can feel the energies. We are hoping for beneficial outcomes, but we don't know that. We just feel the change that is in the air. But Uranus in Taurus, Jupiter conjunction suggests to me that this could also be, and I have found this in my experience with my health, trying to find health solutions to very, very, very complex overlaying health issues can bring breakthroughs and much needed change. And so rather than feeling fear around these pretty incredible astrological sky at this time, do that deep dive. What is the breakthrough that I need to make? And allow, open your mind, Uranus, through change. Look at what's changing in your life and spend that time in contemplation. Ask spirit at this time for help if you are facing particularly complex problems, and watch for the answers to arise within you, which will propel you forward to much needed change. Now, let's have a look at, I've cast a chart on over Washington. Let's take a look at what this is actually telling us over Washington, D.C., which is very much the seat of America. Has traditionally played a role in keeping the order that we take for granted, along with its allies, the UK, the Commonwealth countries. Japan now has just announced a historic partnership with the US, the EU, the European countries, the Baltic, the Scandinavian countries, part of the EU, and indeed NATO itself playing a role, the UN playing a role in keeping the order that we have grown to expect. That will guarantee, because there's no guarantees, but at least preserve the stability that we expect in this world. And then you have these, I guess, conflicts, invasions of other countries, the incredible situations we're seeing in the Middle East playing out at this time. And so all of this, I want to say, has been bubbling away for quite some time. The US seems to be in the middle of this. And indeed, if the US is in the middle, then so are its allies. We had the Foreign Minister of the United Kingdom, former Prime Minister David Cameron, I think he's a Lord Cameron now, go travel to the States, United States, and plead with the Republicans to bring the Ukraine bill before its Congress and pass it, because Ukraine is in a position, a very dire position now. And all of Europe and the UK, and indeed Americans themselves, understand that if Russia is allowed to overwhelm and subsume Ukraine, that it will not stop there. And I've put my best clairvoyant hat on, intuitive hat, psychic hat, to look at if this is actually the case, or are they just, fear, this fear thing that we're not taking seriously. I can guarantee you absolutely Russia will not stop at Ukraine. It is already interfering in the 2024 American US election through trying to withhold, through the MAGA Republicans, withhold this aid going to Ukraine. And before you indeed dare comment about, well, Europe should be doing more, Europe is doing more than the US. It is the number one giver of aid and weapon and military hardware to Ukraine. NATO is playing its role, short of moving into Ukraine. All right, let's take a look at this chart over Washington. We'll pull three cards to sum up what this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction might bring forward. This chart is very, very interesting. I've cast it for the 20th of April, 2024, at around 3 p.m. Washington, D.C. And we have here in the District of Columbia. Okay, so D.C. So we have here this Uranus-Jupiter conjunction at 21 degrees. I haven't got it exactly conjunct in the seconds. I just didn't have time to fiddle around with the chart, but 21 degrees 48, 21 degrees 45. So not a lot of difference there. They're both conjunct at 21 degrees. In the Washington chart, they're in the ninth house. So this is a time of learning, and also learning and law, learning, law, breakthroughs, working diligently on the issues that are confronting the US Congress and breakthroughs occurring. The sun is there in Taurus in the ninth house as well. So, what happens when we are putting forward our higher minds? I guarantee you there will be Republicans included that are thinking very seriously about the direction that the Congress, the MAGA-led party in Congress, is taking the US House in. I guarantee you there are Republicans there that are trying to work through this. Much of the eclipse energy is still here over Washington, D.C. in the eighth house. And also, Chiron is still conjunct with, well, not still, is conjunct with Venus and Mercury and the North Node in Aries, all in that eighth house over Washington, D.C. So this is telling us there is a huge period of what is the eighth house. It's about transformation. It's about huge endings and beginnings. It's not an easy house at all. Not an easy house at all. And so there, with this Piscean energy, also Mars, Saturn in Pisces in the seventh house over Washington, of partnerships, relationships, those that we're committed to in Pisces, in this mutable energy of Pisces, is still in a wide conjunction to one another, 22 degrees and 15 degrees in Pisces in the seventh house, of including open enemies. And so what you see in the chaos in Washington and the enmity and the terrible partisanship, the fighting, indeed, there were, there's been physical fighting between representatives. I think former Rep Kevin McCarthy elbowed one of the MAGA faithfuls. There's been huge arguments, huge behind Republican Party doors, huge, huge, huge differences, arguments. They cannot find a way forward. They are not governing at this time. And even their most extreme members say that publicly. We are not governing at this time. We are failing. There's not unity. There's not leadership. There can't be when that occurs. And my most recent reading has said that one of these Republicans that's doing some really huge soul searching and is disgusted with what they're seeing could pull away. And the leader of the Democrats in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, actually could take over as Speaker of the House in before the 2024 election. That is now coming through the energy of my intuitive readings very strongly now. It wasn't maybe a month or two ago, but it is now. What has changed? The Ukrainian bill has stalled, held up by a former president with very strong ties to Vladimir Putin in Russia, who invaded Ukraine. And yet there's a sense in the Congress that if Ukraine falls, there will be a wider conflict that America will be drawn into. Indeed, Russia, as its adversary, may get a strong foothold in the US as well. So this conjunction is about learning. Whatever volatile events emerge, maybe there's a movement to oust the speaker in the Congress around the 20th, 21st, 19th, 20th, 21st of April, even sooner perhaps. Maybe that Ukrainian bill comes to the floor. I can say that this is a time of continued instability and chaos in Washington, D.C. But it's also at the same time a time of learning. Now, I want to say that the other thing I see in this chart is the feminine energy we had in the US. First of all, I want to say that I am beyond, I don't know how to say it. It's not, well, it's sad, but it's not outrage either. I'm in disbelief, I think, is probably the best way to say it for my US sisters, if I can put it like that, who are under attack, if you want to, if I can use that word, in relation to their reproductive rights. In Arizona, the Supreme Court passed made a decision based on a law that existed in the 1800s. It's to a total abortion ban. There's no exceptions at all. And so if you're in Arizona and you're a young woman and you've been raped, or there's incest, or you're a young child, 10-year-old, I'm not making this up, these situations have happened. You won't be able to get reproductive care. If you're a young married couple and something goes wrong with your first pregnancy and your life is in danger, you won't be able to get help. And so these situations are happening and are occurring. Women are losing children, losing their reproductive organs as a result of these life-threatening situations, and are never able to have children again. More recently, we saw a ban on IVF in Alabama, and in Texas, under the Abbott government, terrible things are occurring to women who go to the emergency department and are turned away because of these abortion bans in these Republican MAGA, it's not Republican, extremist-led states. It's extremism. And so this is all through this chart in the eighth house. So many, it's almost catastrophic events occur almost every day around the world and in the US. And rather than feel disempowered and I can't do anything about it, Uranus Jupiter conjunction is asking you to step up, as it has been asking me, to step up and change. Make that much needed change. Fight for what you want. Fight for your rights. In terms of my fight, with my health issues, it was about fighting for health, fighting to stay healthy. Uranus and Jupiter will take you not only with these breakthroughs, but will give you insight into long-term situations. And this is this Piscean energy as well, Saturn, Mars, Neptune in Pisces. It is allowing you to be incredibly intuitive at this time, to break through the conscious barriers and push through with that intuition. And so rather than see this as a time of doom and gloom, I see this as a fertile environment for breakthroughs. And so I'm going to just pull three cards, and then I'm going to get out of here and have a Lem sip. We call it Lem sip in Australia. And a few strepsils. And I'm going to push through and not succumb to this head cold that I have. Indeed, I'm already feeling much better. So we'll also be resting and relaxing and filling my day and evening with this kind of nurturing that we all should be doing. Don't wear yourself out today. All right, so look for breakthroughs, look for change, look for obstacles to be overcome, look for action. This conjunction demands action because Jupiter will bestow the wind in your sails to propel you forward through situations that can be very challenging. All right, show me the Jupiter Uranus conjunction, please. And so we have the King of Swords, planning strategy in the ninth house, air, Aquarius, energy, Uranus, ruled by Uranus, associated with Aquarius. Air energy, lightning breakthroughs, the truth. This is a fertile time to, I won't even say stumble upon the truth. The truth will be there. You won't be able to ignore it. The Hanged Man, enlightenment. This person who is, it's no accident, there's light around this person's head. So, in immovable situations that you don't think you can get out of, there is a potential for enlightenment to make your plans, to form your strategies, and to move forward. So, this again is these light bulb moments of awareness, clarity. That's the word I would sum up a Uranus Jupiter conjunction, clarity. One more. And the Queen of Pentacles, clarity, what is needed to bring stability and resources and to bring forward the things that you need. The Ace of Pentacles, new starts. And so, even though this can be a volatile time on this earthly plane that we are living in, this can be also in the midst of great change, chaos, instability, and events that feel like they just keep hitting us. This can be a time of great clarity and of planning, knowing where we need to go to get to the goal that we seek. All right, you're listening to Random Sage with Marianne from Revealing Light. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll be back in another 2 weeks for another podcast. Bye for now.